Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Remember the time you drove all night.
Good evening, this is L.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask L Relationship Talk Show. And we also have with us tonight, as always, our co-host with the most, Go-Go, Lenny Matthews.
Good evening, everyone.
Nice to see you again, you girls.
Nice to see you too, Ron, as always.
Oh, thank you.
It's nice of me to see you. kidding. Just kidding.
I like that.
And let us mention our producer, Tyler.
Oh, yes. Tyler.
How are we doing today? Oh, I'm screaming at you. That's what I get for not having it on.
I think we ought to turn yours down.
Yeah, I think I'm the problem. Here we go. How about this?
Okay, so here we are, Top Show, Ask L. And this, our phone number here is 530-605-4567. If you'd like to call in, share your story, comments about our topic. You can also listen to us at 96.5 FM or 1460 AM. And you can even go to KCNR1460.com and hit the live green button, and you can listen to us. And you can text Elle herself at
707-499-8999.
Or you can also message us on Facebook to ask Elle herself, Lenny Matthews, and myself, Ron Lim. And so we're going to, first of all, I'm going to say a little bit about our sponsor, unless Lenny would like to say something about them.
About your
Heavenly Donuts.
Heavenly Donuts.
Oh, and num num nummy.
Yeah, would you like to talk about that?
And I like the I like the keto corner. I dip them, I rub them on me, and I lick them. Yep.
So Heavenly Donuts is
taking the microphone away.
I love them, Katie. I love them.
Katie and Trevor Garrett are our sponsor. Heavenly Donuts. They're located at Pine and Shasta Streets. They are open 24/7. The drive-through, the walk-up on the sidewalk side is also open 24/7. The inside is open 5 a.m. to 8 p.m. They have great breakfast goodies like croissants,
awesome coffee,
milk, orange juice, all kinds of good stuff, and they have donuts.
Really,
they're heavenly.
Their
donuts are heavenly.
They're great.
Yeah. Thank you, Katie.
Thank you, Katie.
Thank you, Katie, for sponsoring us. And
a loyal sponsor, listener, yes. And amazing
friend. Yeah, but on top of that, even if we didn't like Katie, which we love her.
Yes, we do.
We could put up with her because her donuts are so doggone good.
Yep. Yes. And so thank you again. That's our sponsor. Now,
hey,
okay.
Jay, could you just take a listen and see if I got the levels right?
Huh?
Let's keep going here.
What was that?
What happened?
I don't know. That was a technical thing, I think.
That's my fault. Sorry.
Okay,
so, I'm still a baby, guys.
All right.
That's okay. Welcome to Tyler. He's training. He's using our show as his training ground.
Absolutely.
We're so happy to be working with you, Tyler.
I'm happy to be working with
you guys. You're
awesome. So, what the L are we talking about
we
today?
We are talking about fighting fair. Now, this is a topic. It's kind of a popular one. It comes up every now and then, and fighting fair in relationships. And I really am going to
We're not talking about fisticuffs, right?
No.
Okay.
That's a different website.
Oh. Okay.
And, so Lenny, this is really kind of Lenny's idea, and a lot of what we're going to talk about tonight comes from her very good friend, and who's also a counselor. So Patty Bay, you're probably not out there listening to us, but a lot of the stuff that we're sharing tonight comes from Patty Bay, doesn't it, Lenny?
Absolutely.
Yeah, she learned a lot of good stuff. So a lot of the meat of the topic tonight, we have Lenny to thank for it.
Thank you, Lenny.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just want to add that a lot of people feel like fighting is fighting. I was really surprised when I found out there was a fair way to fight. I thought you just
fought.
Right, because when you're raised in a dysfunctional situation and you're raised in a narcissistic situation or you're raised by somebody who has drug and alcohol addictions, mental health issues, there is no such thing as fair fighting. It's really all about manipulation, and therefore it's all about game and survival. So true. It becomes what I call the drama triangle. In dysfunctional fighting, what you have is you have a persecutor, you have a victim, and you have a rescuer. And anytime you're caught in that triangle, you're in dysfunctional fighting. So you have somebody, and it can flip back and forth really fast, and this is what it looks like. Somebody that's like coming at you, I can't believe you did that. And then they are the persecutor, and the other person starts to defend themselves. They're the victim. And in defending themselves, the persecutor then becomes the victim. I can't believe you're attacking me for that. And then a rescuer comes in. Sometimes they're rescuing themselves. But that all is, it's called the drama triangle. It's a recipe for a complete dysfunction and no resolution. And the only way to begin to fix that is to be able to recognize it and step out of it.
And, you know, even if you're not dysfunctional, just regular, I was just a person that would fight with my mother and fight with my husband. I didn't know that there was an actual loving way to fight, because when you're angry, you're not feeling loving, but you still love the person. So some of the tools and rules that I was taught make sense, because not only do you're able to get to resolution, but you're not hurting your partner while you're going through it.
Right.
You know, because right. When you're mad, sometimes you go for that soft spot.
Mm. Right. And that's really going to be able to launch us into the first bullet points. And again, I'm going to credit Lenny with the bullet points of tonight's topic. She's bringing it to the table. A lot of what she's learned from her years of being in counseling with a phenomenal counselor. I don't know if that was okay for me to share that, Lenny.
Oh, sure.
There we are there. We share our stuff on here regularly. But
we share.
One of the first tools that you can use that help fair fighting is using the I statement. And we've heard this often. We hear this. It's kind of been around a while. But the I feel statement. And what that does is it prevents you getting entangled in the drama triangle. Unless you use the I feel statement in a wrong way, like, yeah. I feel it's your fault. That wouldn't be the right way.
I feel like you're an idiot.
That's not what we're talking about. But here's some really simple rules that I use to kind of guide people through, because it can be hard sometimes if you're not used to identifying your feelings. And if you've had trauma and pain, abandonment, any of that in your background, you've learned to disconnect. You've learned that it's not okay to, it's dangerous to share your feelings. And so it can be really difficult for us to sometimes tap into what our feelings are. So here's a really good place to start. And it's I feel sad. I feel mad. I feel scared. I feel glad. Or a combination of those. That's a simple place to start. Just stop in the moment and ask yourself, what am I feeling? Am I feeling sad, glad, mad, scared, or some form of it? And that will begin the process of learning to identify even what your feelings are, if that's the trouble. It was for me.
Yeah, you're sitting and having this conflict conversation for a reason. So you got to figure out why you're sitting there having this important conversation, and it's all based on something that happened or a feeling that you have. Great yeah. place to start.
Yes.
And it takes the blame off of them when you say, I feel, because it's about you, not them.
I had a situation very recently. Somebody said something to me, and I suddenly was angry, and I had to think, okay, what's making me angry? This dialogue was going through in my head. I can't believe you would say that. I can't believe you would think that. Who do you think I am? This is a dialogue going through my head. That didn't come out my mouth. What actually came out my mouth is I'm having a hard time understanding why I'm so uncomfortable right now. And that just put a pause to it. So it didn't create any blame. Except on myself. I'm having a hard time understanding why I'm uncomfortable right now. I have to figure out why I'm uncomfortable right now. And then the other person was able to say, oh, okay, I get that. Something's made you uncomfortable. And hi to the people waving at us through the window. So it's something like that. That's what I'm talking about. And that simply just comes from me learning the process, starting with the very simple foundation of, and I had to start here. It's like starting with addition and subtraction before you get to algebra. I had to start. I was so disconnected from my feelings growing up because it was so unsafe to share feelings. It was so unsafe to begin a discussion or any kind of dialogue around something that was upsetting because it turned into, it was catastrophic. It became this cacophony of blame, shifting blame, and confrontation that was no longer safe. So learning to reconnect with being able to recognize, own, and be honest about what I was going through started with those very simple words. Am I sad? Am I mad? Am I glad? Or am I scared? And from there, and I learned these years ago, and then from there, what happens is it can begin to expand. And we're going to take a break right there and come back in a couple of minutes.
All right, be right back.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Are you ready for an unforgettable weekend of amazing music and good vibes? Grab your friends, score some tickets, and get ready for an epic weekend of fun at Reading Roots Revival Music Festival. Reading Roots is a two-day event, September 22nd and 23rd, with 32 bands on three stages right here in the heart of downtown Reading. The festival is jam-packed with talented musicians bringing their unique styles and sounds, ranging from folk and blues to funk and rock, plus everything in between, including artists such as G-Love, Seth Walker, Sean Mullins, Diggin' Dirt, Royal Jelly Jive, The Brothers Reed, and many, many more. Reading Roots is thrilled to announce two recent partnerships. The first, a collaboration with Woody's Brewing Company on the limited special edition beer, Folk and Haze. Due to limited supply, you may only get to try it at the festival. The second partnership is with the beautiful historic Cascade Theater, which is one of three stages this year. Don't miss your chance to be part of this celebration of music and community. For tickets and more information, including the entire lineup with bios and schedule, visit us online at readingrootsrevival.org. Reading Roots is a 501c3 nonprofit. Give me a kiss and let me take a sip of
your love. It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Good evening, this is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask Elle Talk Show. We talk about relationships and all kinds of other things. We also have with us our lovely co-host with the most, Coco, Lenny Matthews.
Thank you so much.
Nice to see you guys.
Thank you.
Again. Our number here, we're waiting to hear some feedback from you people. Our number here is 530-605-4567. Share your experiences with us. You can listen to us at 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, or KCNR1460.com, the live green button. You can also text Elle herself at
707-499-8999. I've been waiting.
Let me get that straight. 8999.
For a whole week to do that.
And you can also.
I'm going to let Lenny start saying my number for me.
You can also Facebook message Ask Elle herself or Lenny Matthews or myself, Ron Lim. Our sponsor this week is Heavenly Donuts from Katie and Trevor Garrett. Thank you, guys, again.
Yeah, thank you.
They're actually sponsored us several times. They like our show so
much. Yes, we love them.
So Heavenly Donuts is open 24/7, the drive-through window. The inside is open 5 a.m. to 8 p.m., and they have a walk-up window that you can go up to 24/7 also. They have little breakfast things to eat, like croissants with, you know, bacon, eggs, stuff like that, and coffee, of course, and lots of other things. Then they have donuts, too.
Yeah.
And don't forget
that are heavenly.
They're heavenly. And don't forget they have donut holes. Cool.
Do they have bear claws?
Yeah,
and
yes, absolutely.
Like the
alligators? The crocodiles?
The
what are those?
Butter. What do they call those butter thingy?
I forget, but they also have
the claws.
They make bacon maple.
Are you looking for bear claws?
Bear claws.
No, I said that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, bacon.
Tyler, tomato sandwiches. Jump in. Anytime, too, by the way.
Yeah, okay. Jump on in.
We love hearing
all right, so, and one more thing I didn't mention last time was that Grubhub will deliver your first order from them free. Not the
delivery.
Donuts.
Delivery
is free.
Not the donuts.
Is free. Can I say that?
The fee is free.
Okay, so before the break,
yeah,
what were we talking about?
We were talking about fighting fair, and I love this topic, and Lenny brought us some really good bullet points around this topic based on her own experience. And a lot of what we're sharing tonight comes from her very good friend, Patty Bay. And so we talked about using I feel messages before the break. And the next point that we're going to talk about is when you're fighting fair, it's really important to validate your partner's feelings while they're talking. So let's talk about what that looks like. Let me give us some examples of what that looks like to validate your partner's feelings when you're fighting.
Well, first of all, what validation does is it lets your partner know that they've been heard. So then they don't have to be redundant. I tend to be redundant if I don't feel heard. Mm-hmm. So it would be something like, I can understand how you would feel that way, or, man, that must have been really hard for you, or, I'm feeling so sad for you. That must have just been devastating. So validating what a person says is actually letting them know, kind of telling them back what you've heard them say, mm-hmm. and that you have empathy for what they've said.
No criticism in it.
No, and it makes them feel safe so that they open up from that point on. Mm-hmm. And they tend to be a little bit more transparent, which you need in order to do really good work.
Yes, and sometimes for us it just means pretending like we have duct-taped our mouth shut and letting the partner speak. And then
yeah,
waiting,
that would be,
because sometimes, you know, I mean, sometimes, and with men, I'm going to just throw this out there, with men, they will share something. And when a man is sharing something, trust that he's really diving in deep and sharing from the who he is and who his character is, given that he's not trying to be crooked in the fighting. And when he's digging in deep to honestly share, it's very important to understand what that means to him. And if we criticize that, and it goes both ways. If you criticize that or negate it, for a man, he's probably not going to share again anytime soon.
Nope.
For women, we're motivated to share because it relieves our stress. It relieves this bucket of, I call it a bucket of emotional boat trash inside of us. And also with women, when we share, we have this chemical that is released in our brain that soothes us. We're very motivated to share. Not so for men. That's like diving into shark-infested waters for men.
Yep.
If a man does that, be still. Let him share. And then if you think he's done, he might not be. Just keep the pause there, and more might come up.
It's a little uncomfortable for us.
Yes. Yeah.
I had to learn that. Me and my wife used to fight like unfair, like this is what you're talking about, fighting fair.
Yeah.
We went to counseling, and I figured out that I was trying to solve all of the problems. This goes back to what you're talking about last week, the men are motivated to want to be the Superman and fix the problem. And once I stopped trying to fix the problem and I just started to let her feel bad when she needed to feel bad, mm-hmm. our relationship has been a million times better, just letting her feel bad.
Good job.
That's awesome.
Good
Tyler.
Job.
Yeah, good work, and thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, you're welcome, guys.
I'm weighing in on that. So validating your partner's feelings. And the next point is that
So it's really kind of along the same lines of what we just said, but listening to your partner and being in the moment. So it's called active listening. And so it's when your partner is speaking, focusing on what they're saying, rather than what we tend to want to do, which is formulating our response. So active listening is really just
that.
Yeah, listening to what they're really saying. And I'm going to confess that I used to be a right fighter before I really started realizing, wait a minute, whatever it is that I'm doing, and this is back in my 20s, whatever it is that I'm doing it wrong. And I was fighting to be right,
mm-hmm.
not to listen, not to mm-hmm. resolve the... And I don't know why I was doing that. I think that it was just, you know, my insecurities.
To prove your value, your worth.
Yeah, just feeling insecure yeah. and I, you know, I had been criticized so much growing up that I think that it was almost an intolerable experience for me. So I was trying to fight that experience off. If I'm right, then I'm not going to feel criticized. But it doesn't get you anywhere. It's very toxic.
Yeah.
So going on to the next one is having compassion. And these are all, they kind of network together, really.
These both apply for men and women equally.
Have compassion. And put yourself in their shoes. And that is, that's accurate. And, you know, I'll share an experience about a person that I was thinking about dismissing from our program. And because there was this disagreement going on between us. And so I thought, this is not workable. I'm going to have to dismiss this person from the program. But when that person's dog jumped up on my lap and started shaking, I understood in that moment what that person is facing when they're out on the streets. That dog is trembling, does not want to leave my office, does not want to go back out there, loves its owner, does not want to go back out there. And in that moment, it stimulated compassion for me, realizing, oh, my gosh, I have to shift this conversation. I have to stop what I'm doing, and I have to step into this person's shoes, and I have to realize that what is going on right now is so traumatic out there on the streets. And so it shifted the moment. It shifted the entire relationship, and I have to say that person has now risen to the top and has become one of our star residents in
great
the facility
story.
And is now in, I put this person in charge of many things.
Oh, that's awesome. And, so, and it's all from putting yourself in their shoes and really feeling that, you know, the old saying, don't judge until you've walked a mile in their moccasins.
Yeah.
It's the truth. It's not just saying that is truth.
And I had to pull myself out of, wait a minute, we have rules. These are the rules. The rules were broken. Therefore, we have to maintain the rules. That's it. I had to shift out of that and step out of, okay, these are the rules, and insert myself into a whole different paradigm, which is, oh, wait a minute, what is this person
going through,
really experiencing?
Yeah.
And it's not always easy. I'm just saying it's not always easy to do, but a little shift can create on a tectonic level, it can create such a dynamic shift that, you know, totally different experience. So the next point is that Lenny has provided for us is, this is a good one, taking turns speaking. And we use that a lot at the facility. We use that a lot where I'll just say, you know, okay, right now I'm going to give you a chance to talk. And then I'm going to take a chance to talk. And they go, oh, okay. Sometimes they don't have, they come in with no skill set whatsoever. So learning to take those moments where we're not talking over the top of each other.
I am a work in progress with that. And I think I always will be. And, I think it comes from different reasons. Mine is because I get excited and I want to validate them or go, oh my gosh, yes, I've done this same thing happened to me. So I am bad about talking over my friend, my partner, and I don't mean it maliciously. But I do it. It's true. And I'm really, really, really trying to work on that.
What I love about you, Lenny, is you're so self-aware that you own your own stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's what we're supposed to do.
You're so self-aware. Yeah, and that is what we're supposed
to do.
Well,
if we don't grow, right?
Well, on several dimensions. So, you know, you and I have been, we're very good friends, and we're a platform for each other to work on our stuff. It's
yep.
a very safe place for us to
yes.
be human, make mistakes, come back. I know that she's not going to divorce me as a friend. She knows I'm not going to divorce her as a friend.
Right.
We have the opportunity. And Ron, too. Ron, you've been a very good friend to both of us.
One of my best.
For these years. And,
well, I'm glad.
But
I
Ron
don't
is so well adjusted. Like, he doesn't really... He really doesn't. He doesn't have a wrinkle on his face or in his personality. He's
but he does in
guy.
His brain.
There's know. A little, I haven't seen
there's
it.
A slight fold oh. in there.
All right,
somewhere.
We'll be back after the break.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Good evening, this is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask Elle Talk Show. And we also have with us tonight our lovely co-host with the most, Coco Lenny Matthews.
Hello.
Hello. Our phone number here is 530-605-4567. We'd like to hear from you. Maybe share your experiences with us. You can also listen to us at 96.5 FM or 1460 AM, or you can even go to KCNR1460.com and hit the live green button and listen in. You can also text Elle herself at...
Lenny, what's my number?
707-499-8999.
Good job. You can all
I got a little stage fright there.
Yeah. You?
I can't do it unless I do it with you. Don't ever do that to me again.
Okay. Our
sponsor. The donut sponsor. Come on now.
Our sponsor.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, Katie. Katie and Trevor Garrett, our sponsors, Heavenly Donuts. They're located at the corner of Shasta and Pine Streets here in Redding. They have a drive-through that's open 24/7.
I love that.
A walk-up window on the sidewalk side.
Love that.
7. Inside's open 5 a.m. to 8 p.m. They have all kinds of little breakfast things like croissants and many other things for breakfast, snacks, and they have donuts.
Really?
Yeah, they have donuts.
Well, I'm not going to believe it until Katie brings my favorite donut to the show next week.
Then I'll believe it.
I'm not sure yet. I gotta go look.
Well, let's see if she's listening.
Yeah, Katie, bring me
my favorite. She knows my favorite.
I know it's a bear claw.
Oh wait, she's texting. Hold on. What's she saying? Hi guys.
Hi Katie.
Hi Katie. Thank you so much for your sponsorship.
Yeah, we love you, Katie.
For believing in our show.
Yeah.
Okay, so where were we?
We were talking about fighting fear.
Fighting
in a relationship. And advice from the experts. And our expert tonight, the advice comes from Patty Bay. And she doesn't realize it. But because of Patty Bay, Lenny has incredible resources and information that she outlined for our show tonight. So all of this information is really coming from Lenny Matthews, and I get to take the credit for it. So,
absolutely. Yeah. But you knew all about everything when I came in with the bullet points. So.
No, I just love that. I love your contributions, Lenny. They're just so meaty.
Oh, thank you.
You're so welcome. So the next point is waiting until you can have a conversation and from a place of love. So I know I get the part about waiting until you can have a conversation because sometimes it's better to cool down. Sometimes it's better to wait till the opportunity has space for that conversation. And for men, a lot of times, they're going to walk away from a fight and women will chase after them. Women don't understand that. Walking away from the fight, how dare you?
Yeah,
you're shutting me down. Clear. You're shutting me down and how dare you walk away? But for the man, he's really trying to do actually a very noble thing. He's trying not to say something that's going to hurt the other person. He's trying to calm down, gather his wits about him and come back. Yeah. And we don't see it that way. We see it as a woman. When a woman walks away from another woman, it's the middle finger. We're giving her the middle finger. So we're seeing a man's behavior through the lens of a woman, and it's not always the case. But you added to this bullet point, Lenny, wait till you can have a conversation from a place of love. So say more about that.
When you're really, really angry, I don't know about a lot of you folks, but I used to leave my body when I was in trauma, when something big happened, when something scared me or when I was really angry. And so I just leave my body. I check out. And I forget. I forget my heart, and I was just angry.
Crisis.
And I would just say things, and really you have to remember, wait a minute, no matter how angry I am, I love this person. So you have to take a deep breath and remember that, because if you don't, you're gonna say things you don't mean, and you're gonna go for those soft spots that are a button that you can push, and you know them, you know the button, or you're going to put a knife somewhere that is extremely painful for them. And it gets you nowhere anyway. That is not fighting fair. That is just being
that's
mean.
To hurt. It's,
yes,
that's to
absolutely.
Hurt. And, you know, it's challenging. If you've come from a place of trauma and a place of dysfunction, abandonment, neglect, and abuse, as we talk about, you do shut down as a child.
Yes.
You shut down, you disconnect, you dissociate. And that in the middle, what you're talking about, in the middle of a disagreement or a fight, it's going to trigger that crisis response, and you're going to disconnect. So it is challenging to be able to think clearly in those moments, taking space and being able to say, I can't process right now. I'm going to have to come back to this, but I will come back on both sides. If a man has to walk away from the conversation,
we need
the
to
most
let him.
Loving thing that he can do is to say, I have to walk away right now. I have to process, but I'm going to come back to you. She won't feel disconnected, and she won't feel like
that.
She just got the middle finger.
Oh, I love
she
that.
She will realize,
okay.
He's not trying to get away from me. He's got to go process. And then we have to believe him. That's really true. He really has to go process.
That would create compassion for me, for him.
Yeah. It would make me feel like we're still in the game together.
Yes.
I have to go process right now, but I'm going to come back to you. Oh, man, that makes us feel so loved. I'm going to come back to you.
Just don't forget that you love your the person you're talking to, you know, unless it's, you know, you're trying to fight fair with a boss or something. You don't have to love them, but you do have to follow some of the rules.
Stay humane.
Yes.
Yes. And it's work. And doesn't mean that failing is failure. You can fail in a moment, but it's not failure.
Exactly.
I always say breakdowns happen for breakthroughs.
Yeah, love that.
It leads to a breakthrough. The next one is that, Lenny, that you brought is double compromise. And I've not heard this before tonight. Double compromise. Each of you get a little to move to your partner's side. So, again, I'm going to ask you to say more about that.
Well, nobody wants to feel like they're the only one that had to compromise to come to a resolution because they feel like it's not fair if they're the one compromising. Mm-hmm. So a double compromise is where you both feel very strongly about your position, but you love your partner, so you're each going to give up something, give up a little something to come closer, to come over to your partner's side. Mm-hmm. If they do the same thing for you, you're meeting in the middle. You're not giving up 100%. Mm-hmm. More like 50, and the other half is love. So now you're in a place of compromise. You've both given a little, and you're both happy, and you have resolution. You have resolution without...
So what would that look like in a real-life situation? Anything. Can you give us an example of a real-life situation that might work? I mean, I'm thinking of the remote on the TV.
I'm thinking about kids.
Yeah.
Let's say they both, husband and wife gets married. They both want children very badly. She finds out she cannot conceive. So she wants to adopt. He doesn't want a baby unless it's his. So that can be a really big, huge thing to work through. Mm-hmm. She wants to be, and then she wants to be able to give him a child. Mm-hmm. He wants his own child. So really in the end, you find a way to bring a child into the home, that you can both love, mm-hmm. and have your children. She doesn't feel like a failure. He's given a little and accepting that it's not from his seed, mm-hmm. but soon falls in love with that child that's his own.
Okay, that's a great example. That's a really big example.
Yes.
And an uncommon one. So, like, in an everyday situation might be, I'm going to go in a totally different direction with this, okay, because that was a good one, but that was a heavy one.
Yeah.
Here's one that I think is going to potentially happen regularly to couples in a specific place of their development in their relationship, and that is when the man is in his 30s and he's focused on building his kingdom, his empire, he's focused on work, he's focused, men are single-focused, and so they're driven to produce because they feel the burden of providing and protecting for their family. So they think by loving their wife, I'm going to go out and I'm going to work as hard as I can and make as much as I can so I can provide as much as I can. That should make her happy. She's not feeling happy because she's feeling an absolute absence of his presence and feeling completely disconnected from him. So she wants his time. I want your time, and he wants to provide. So the compromise in that situation might look like the husband understanding how much a wife needs to feel that connection with him. And when he's gone all the time, she loses that sense of connection. So it could be doing something like setting up regular date nights together. Okay, I'm not going to be able to see you Monday, Tuesday, but maybe Wednesday and Saturday I get to have time with you together. That would be a compromise.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And if he's actually physically doing something to build the kingdom, how about she go out, put her work clothes, gloves on, and hand him nails, or dig the holes, or fertilize, or if
become part of the plan.
Yeah, be a team.
Yes, love
and that way he feels supported too. Yeah.
Okay, great. Cool. Love these examples. And so right now, it's a good time. We're going to take a break, and we'll see you after the break.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hey friends, please join us at Reading Civic Auditorium for the first annual Justice Crab Feed October 21st to raise money in the fight against human trafficking in Reading and abroad.
All proceeds go directly to Hard Places Community and Justice 180, both nonprofit organizations. Tickets are available at $75 each, or you can get a table sponsorship as well. For more information, go to justicecrabfeed@gmail.com or find us on Instagram at justicecrabfeed.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
The Stillwater Powwow is back at the Reading Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through 8th, with free admission for all ages. See beautiful dancers, hear powerful drummers, and experience the celebration of Native American culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow and the Reading Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through the 8th. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potters, this station, and other proud sponsors.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me on Wednesday, September 20th, as we welcome the Shasta County Sheriff's Office with an update on the jail and legal aspects here in Shasta County. Also joining us is the Veterans Home with an update on what's happening out there. All of this Wednesday here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Host Lenny Matthews.
Good evening.
Hi there.
Hi.
Our number here is 530-605-4567. We'd like to hear from you with anything you'd like to share with us. You can also go to KCNR1460.com, listen to us, hit the live green button. You can also text L at
707-499-8999.
Silence over here. Or you can message any of us on Facebook Messenger to ask L herself, Lenny Matthews, and me, Ron Lim. Our sponsor this week is our good friend Katie Garrett and Trevor with Heavenly Donuts. Just in case you didn't know, they're open 24/7. They have a drive-thru that's open 24-7, and they have a walk-up window on the sidewalk side that's open 24-7. The inside, though, is only open 5 a.m. to 8 p.m. They have lots of great little breakfast items that you can get besides just the great donuts.
You know, I think when we go out, we should go by there after karaoke and get coffee and donuts.
That's a great idea.
Wouldn't that be fun?
It would be fun.
Okay, we're going to do that.
If I can stay awake that long. Okay.
Coffee.
So where were we before the break?
Yeah, we were talking about fighting fair in relationships. And some of the things that we covered leading up to this last break were using I feel messages, not forgetting to validate your partner's feelings, listening to your partner and being in the moment, having compassion, taking turns speaking, wait till you can have a conversation from a place of love, and what Lenny calls double compromise, so you're each finding a place where you can meet in the middle of something. So really good topic. And the next one that Lenny brings to us is remembering that you love each other. Actually, you kind of said that in the last one, but it doesn't mm-hmm. hurt to emphasize that.
Yeah, don't forget to love.
Yeah, just remembering that you're loving each other and remembering it, pushing that pause button and just instead of looking through the person, look into the person.
Don't be mean.
Dealing with a person that really has feelings and is going to be impacted, however this turns out.
Right.
So the next point, Lenny, you said don't go down the rabbit hole. Stay on track. And I want to mention that we're the expert points that we're bringing to the show tonight come from Patty Bay.
And yes.
Yeah,
her.
Lenny's good friend and resource. So don't go down the rabbit hole and stay on track. And man, it's easy to get down rabbit holes. And there's a word for that. It's called deflecting. So
there you go.
Yeah, when a point is brought up that is important and the other person is on the defense, so they're feeling victimized. Now you are the bad person because you brought something up. They're feeling like a victim. You are now in the game and there's a deflection. Well, what about this?
Well you did that.
Right.
And 15 years ago.
Right. And the only reason I did that 15 years ago was because of what you were doing that led me to do that. So it gets convoluted and it gets off track and pretty soon you're
about what you're fighting about or talking about.
It's everything but the topic to be resolved. And
you have to
ask yourself, why is there avoidance around this particular topic that we're trying to resolve? Is it that the person is not capable that you're arguing with? Are they just not capable of problem solving together? Or is it something that's so deeply personal to them that it's triggered them? You know, ask yourself. But staying on task. And I have to do that a lot in the situation that I am in because we're working with so many people, so many different personalities with so many backgrounds.
And there's so much that you can teach them. And so there's so much involved. You've got a million facets.
You want to know what the biggest factor for change is? The number one biggest factor for change is, are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Unconditional positive regard. And what that translates into is just caring. The person in front of you is, we deal with situations where when people are coming from addiction situations that have led to homelessness, it's typically not a result of there's an addiction issue. It's typically a result of there's an issue of pain. There's an issue of mental health. There's an issue. So there's layers and dimensions of potential problems that you're dealing with. But the number one biggest factor that I'm seeing is when you sit with that person
sit with that person and you join them in their human experience, in their pain, in that moment, just sitting with them. Not, and it's not going down rabbit holes. It's not giving them advice. It's not trying to solve everything for them right now. It's just sitting with them right then in that moment. They're sharing their pain. They're sharing their experience. And showing up for them in that moment is so powerful. And we can do that for each other. It just being there, not going down the rabbit holes, awesome. Being in that moment with the person, allowing them to have their experience because it is their experience. No judgment in it. They're just going to have their experience unless it becomes dangerous. And but it doesn't. We don't have that issue. But I just went down a rabbit hole, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you did. That's okay.
Yep. And I'm back.
people are used to us going off every now and then.
We can go down rabbit holes on our show.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. But staying on track. Is there any more you want to say about that,
nope.
Lenny? Don't go down rabbit holes and stay on track. Okay. So we talked about this already. It's not about winning. It's not about winning, but it's about resolving. And really when an issue comes up, it's probably because somebody is feeling like something's been unfair often. Something's not fair.
I'm just thinking.
Yeah.
But I like to win.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. There are times when it's good to play to win, but that's not what, you know, not the fight.
It's a different kind of winning.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I've heard the expression, do you want to be right? Do you want to be right or do you want to be happy?
I want to be happy. I don't care about being right.
Because if you're fighting to be right, you're not going to be happy.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm right anyway, see?
Okay, so the next point, don't wait to talk until you explode. That's a horrible time to have a conversation.
Yeah, I think we covered this earlier, but it's a really good point because timing's everything, but don't put it off to the point where you have a straw that breaks your back.
Yeah.
You know, you got to take care of it at some point.
And if you're waiting to explode, I mean, if the situation lingers until you're exploding, there's some kind of game going on.
Mm-hmm.
There's something happening where you're probably feeling powerless around the situation. What's making you feel powerless in this situation? Are you really powerless in this situation? Is this just a situation that is reminding you of something from the past that's deeply personal to you, that feels powerless to you? And so all of this wreckage from the past is now hooked onto this moment and is creating an explosion. So we call this analyzing transactional analysis, and it's being able to analyze a transaction. If you can sit back and go, okay, what's transacting right now? What's the transaction happening in this moment? Oh, my goodness, I'm about to explode on this person. Why? Why do I want to explode on this person? What's happening to me personally? I just recently was talking to somebody who had a habit of exploding on everybody. And I sat this person down and said, what's this attached to? This person felt controlled. Their whole life they felt controlled. And so any situation where this person felt like they were being told what to do, they even though they weren't being controlled, it wasn't true, but it resembled something deeply personal to them. And then they would explode instead of evaluating it. Okay, I'm getting blank stares here.
No, you're absolutely right.
No, I was just thinking that if someone's done something, I like to wait and watch and make sure it isn't me processing.
You are very good at that. Yes,
think about it before I say anything. And then if it gets to the point where it's like, okay, this is real, doesn't feel good, there's a reason it doesn't feel good. And if I don't talk to them about it and they do it one more time, I'm going to explode on them. So it didn't. In my case, it wouldn't have anything to do with, like, my childhood. This is, like, an immediate thing that I think my partner's doing that's not really very thoughtful or something like
mm-hmm.
that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we don't want explosions.
We have time for a quick comment, if there's anything else.
Really, we're at that. Oh,
yeah,
we are.
You guys
at
are just
time.
About out of time.
Okay.
I got in trouble last week too, so I gotta. Yeah. I gotta close. You
okay.
Guys up.
Well, that's the.
The
end
news
of our
from
show.
Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
That was my fault. Sorry, guys.